Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott, Fred Davis, and Khaki Kev got you locked and loaded on a Wednesday night here in the DFW. I got to address this text and we'll get to some NFL.
Which one? There's so many to address.
I will try my best not to derail this segment and us actually talk some National Football League because there has been some good stories going on. I said, okay, Blake's wearing fake Birkenstocks. Fair. But making fun of Fred's Cole Haans, I think fair. Get the blank out of here. You know, all good, whatever. Here's why I'm reading this. I don't believe a thing Blake says, which is fine. Some people might have that opinion. He said he knew me and I called him out. He did not know me. So from that point on, I don't believe a thing Blake says. Now, the reason I'm reading this is because I did run into a supposed Tolo the other day. I was leaving the Golden Chick parking lot. And as I'm about to leave, I had my window down. Yeah. Someone goes, Blake. What if I do the fan? I was like, oh, what's up? I assumed like that we had met before. Yeah. So I kind of just sparked up a conversation. What's up, man? How you doing? We talked a little ball for 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, man, I'm going to be on my way. But the way this gentleman interacted, you would have thought we'd met each other 4, 5, 6 times and it was just we'd run into each other. Yeah. So by the way, this is texted. I feel like this is this gentleman because I probably did give off the impression that I didn't really know who they were. And I'm sorry if I didn't know you.
He said you acted like you knew him, or you said you acted like you didn't know him.
I don't believe a thing Blake says. He said he knew me and I called him out. He did not know me. So from that point on, I don't believe anything Blake said.
I need to read that. Where is this text at?
361. I was trying.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I was trying to be nice, Fred. And now he's texting the show, calling me out.
He said he knew me, and I called him out. He did not know me, so from that point on, I don't believe
what am I supposed
a
to say?
Thing Blake says.
It's fair.
What am I supposed to say in that situation?
I think I'm going to take a picture of this and tweet it out right now, in fact. It's just,
if you had a Tolo roll up to you while you're leaving Chick-fil-A.
Well, funny story. Funny story. Ran into a couple Tolos today at my spot, Double A Cafe over
shout
there.
Shout out Incoming.
Capel. Okay, you know how I do. And shout out to my boy Scott, who's a diehard Tolo, listens to the fan from morning till night.
You're also better remembering names. I've told a lot of people I'm going to give them shout outs and I forget their name.
I have given out, well, plenty of shout outs, but I have told plenty of people that, I mean,
I want to in my heart. Like, it's not that I just forget their name.
I tell people I'm going to give them shout-outs all the time. All the time. Because I'm a fan. Hey! Had a lady today. Don't know her from Boo. Do not know her from Boo. Now, mind you, I got to give a shout-out to my boy Mark Cormier. Talked to him. Big-time Tolo, whatever. We chit-chatted today. He's from Houston. Been in Dallas for the last 20 years, whatever. So me and him talked for probably a good half hour, 45 minutes, whatever. We're chit-chatting. Boom. I get up, say what's up to my boy Scott. Hey, tune in tonight. Da, da, da. This gal gets up and she goes, can I take a picture with you?
Oh, okay. Then you woke up from your dream. This girl asked to take a picture with you today, Fred.
I put this on my two children. Because I looked at my boy Mark and I was like, you want to take a picture with me? And she goes, yes. Probably in her mid-50s.
Can we get a voice reenactment so we can
picture the statement? And then she said, it's so nice to meet you, Gavin Dawson.
So let me set the stage. No, she knew it was me. And again, I didn't talk to this woman.
Okay, I'll be you. You be the girl.
Okay.
All right, Scott. I'll see you later. Scott, I'm about to head out of here.
I dap him up because we're sitting at the breakfast bar. Okay. Yeah. Dap him up. Hey, good to see you, Scott. Tune in tonight.
No, I'm you. You're the girl. I'm you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Nice seeing you, Scott. I'm about to leave. I'm out here. It is what it is.
Excuse me, Scott, because she was already talking to Scott. Scott, can you take a picture of me and Fred?
Me? You want a picture with me?
Yes.
Me? Right?
Why?
Choppy?
Why?
Why?
Why? I said, why me?
Why me?
This is for my husband.
Oh, your husband also does journal entries.
Now, I don't know if this was to rub it in his face. I don't know. I didn't ask questions. All right. We took the picture. Boom, done. BS with my boy Mark out in the parking lot. That was it.
How did you pose in the picture? Arm around? Where was the arm placement?
Arm right around her like this. Arm right around her.
Okay. Yeah. Was it a floating grip or was it a grip? Yeah, the floating grip just, where it's like your arm's there, but it's not touching.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm locked in. I mean, now, and mind you.
Okay, husband that's listening.
Look, hey, whatever. I mean, and I just left the gym and was wearing a tank top.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
The veins were popping, and she said.
Look, and it was shoulder day, okay? So your boy was blinging.
Yeah.
And again, she wanted a picture. So
what was her remark after she took the picture?
She said, thank you.
That's it. Thank you.
And then sat back down. Yeah. Thank you. Smiled at me and sat back down.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, we don't remember her name. Maybe a good thing.
I didn't ask.
Maybe a decent.
And maybe kind of a jerkish thing by me. I didn't even ask her.
If they're real Tolo, they'll text in.
If you were the lady.
Do we think she's listening at 9:53 at night on a Wednesday?
Look, she's asking for pictures in the wild.
If she knew what you look like, then she's a Tolo in some form.
But here's the thing. I don't know.
I think Kevin brought up a great point, though. What if she thought you were somebody else?
No, she knew who I was because Scott. So here's the thing. I'm a regular at this restaurant.
You're hanging out with Choppy?
Okay. I'm a regular at this restaurant. Like, they know me there. Okay. So I go there once, twice a week.
And well, y'all know where to meet Fred now.
And I always sit at the breakfast bar. All right. Shout out to my boy Billy. And like I said, Scott sits at the bar too. I'll sit next to him. I'll talk to him. Okay. And boom, done.
If you want to get on the radio, just meet Fred at the
meet me at the double egg.
Meet him at the double egg.
You know?
Might be on the radio the next day.
Who doesn't have place?
Do you have a special on the menu?
Frederick. No, I typically, although I do get the two egg, two meat breakfast with French toast.
Speaking of becoming a regular, I became a regular today. I put it on my Instagram story. I went to the tropical smoothie close to my gym, and I've gone three times now within the last 5 days.
Yes.
And the cashier goes, hey, Blake, as I walked in.
There you go.
She said, peanut butter cup again? I said, you know it. White chocolate, add whey protein.
there's nothing wrong, A, with a little bump and grind. B, going to a place that, A, you like the food.
One line.
Keep going. They got good coffee. Because, look, if you're going to be a breakfast place.
We've somehow gone off track.
This is great football talk.
If you're going to be a breakfast place, you better come correct with the coffee. All right? What kind of, I mean, you go to, I mean, now you're not a big coffee drinker. Kevin, you don't really drink coffee either. If you're going to go to a breakfast place, because anybody can do eggs, anybody can do bacon, although I went to a place over the weekend, their sausage patties look like hockey pucks, you better have good coffee. Okay? And my boy Billy is
why are people still talking about
what your situation? Yeah.
Odyssey, exactly. Rewind.
What did somebody say? I'll tell you what, I laughed my ass off.
972 asked a very great question that I would like the second what happened to the NFL segment.
From the 945, at least we know Blake's plus one at Mavs Pride Night.
James Cook signed a deal. $30 million guaranteed, 4 years,
yeah,
45 mil.
That seems like a fair deal.
You think him?
Would they give him $48 million?
They gave him $48 million over 4 years. Guaranteed. He's got this year. So yeah. Do you think he'll be the running back for the Bills for the next 5 years? Or do you only worry about the guarantees?
You worry about the guarantee. He's got 3 years. I'm sure it'll void out some of these year or some of the money this year. He's going to get paid some money up front.
I think only running back who's got more guarantees is Saquon.
What was his signing bonus?
That I did not see.
Okay, but like I said, the $30 million is guaranteed, so boom, there you go.
Blake, you're getting called out again, 361.
What did I say?
Says, this is D, a.k.a. Tolo D, a.k.a. Mama D, as Sean Sharif refers to me. On X, you said you knew me. I called you out. You then said, I lied. I don't know you.
Okay, I'm lost. So is this a Twitter interaction or was this real life?
I mean, X is... Twitter, last time I checked.
No, but no, I'm saying, did I say I didn't know Tolo D on Twitter, or is this the person I ran into at Golden Chick?
I'm going to say you're asking the wrong person.
She's Tolo D is Mama D, a.k.a. Mama D, as Sean Sharif refers to me. I mean, that's a mouthful, okay?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know who I do and don't know.
Whoa, hey. All right, coming up next, final hour of the program. So much to get to. We've got haikus coming up next. The two topics are as follows. Brisket Sandoz and the Cowboys preseason game number 2. Get your haikus ready. Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.